Anybody have any comments or additions or edits that we need to talk about?
I move that we accept the minutes
as presented.
I got just a quick question.
Okay.
It seems like we did a little bit more, but maybe not.
It was a really quick meeting.
It was. Okay.
It was a quick meeting, and yeah.
I'm fine with it.
You got an addition? Okay. Then,
no, just okay. It was last minute. It was the last minute stuff for the.
Right. Planning for the event that following weekend. So, okay, we have a motion. Can I get a second? A second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. The next item is 17, Type 109, consider act on plans for Memorial Day 2017. The plans, I don't think that we'll probably do much different than we always do on the actual day ceremony. The issue is, it ties into the next item, is what's going to happen with the Gold Star Memorial. So I think since we have plenty of time, we'll probably just... Is there anybody need to discuss anything about the Memorial Day ceremony?
Not tonight.
We'll just consider the planning process to begin like always, and we'll we'll get heavy after that next month. So let's go on into the next item, which will get us sort of connect to that, and that's the Gold Star Fund. Tim circulated the information on the bid process from December, which of course was unacceptable. Tim, you want to just give us a rundown of what you think the plan should be?
During the pre-bid meeting, we had two contractors show up. One firm had three people there, and the other was a representative from Drive. The people with three people there had actually showed up for a janitorial pre-bid meeting.
Ah.
They were totally unaware that we were going to be talking about this project. So my assumption is that Drive, knowing that, knowing the time of year, threw out a number.
Mm-hmm.
And I attached their actual numbers. The numbers for the concrete, spring footing, which is just footings underneath the circular concrete pad, a lump sum of $11,700. The circular pad, at $54 a square foot, is outrageous. We're pouring 5-inch concrete all day long for $6.50.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
A square foot.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe $9
installed.
Tops. Yeah.
So personally, I think them knowing the time of year, the bid opening was on December 29th. I think they threw out a number. For example, we just did a project at Ashwoods Park, which is off of JFK. They installed a 70-foot pedestrian bridge. We had to do a hydrology study because it's going over a drainage plant for $202,000.
A complete bridge.
A heavy crane on site to unload the bridge and set it on the concrete pilings that were poured. He poured trail up to the bridge on both sides. So I personally feel that we're going to be able to get a lot better numbers. I've contacted the contractor that did that job, Wall Enterprises. He said that they would be more than nice. Billy Bicek, who you've all met with, David Baldwin Landscape and Associates, has said that he's contacted two contractors that told him, Billy, we just can't get to it during the month of December. I mean, with the holidays, people taking vacation, I don't have an estimator that's going to be here. Sorry, we're not going to bid it. He said he recontacted those, revisited with those contractors, and they said that they would be more than interested in bidding. And I've also supplied, these are actually cut and paste from emails. The process going forward, tomorrow we're going to let the upboard know that we're going to reject the sole bid of $202,509 with construction budget of $144,000. We're going to go to council next Tuesday so that they can officially reject the bid. And it's certainly at council's pleasure to say, find the money, we need it done, okay, move forward with your rebid process, which is, I mean, there's just not $58,000 laying around.
No.
Which is about what we're short. We're not going to conduct a pre-bid meeting this time. We're going to advertise on January 22nd, the week of, and January 29th. We're going to open bids on February 9th, which happens to be the day of the park board meeting. If we're able to review the bids and we have one that is within budget with the company that we're familiar with, then we can let park board know that night, and then it will go to council on 21st of February, and then we can do a bid notification of acceptance to the contractor to get the project moving forward. The reason that I do not want to continue to associate the ceremony of this project with Memorial Day is timelines are, especially during construction, you just never know what Mother Nature's going to bring. I mean,
right.
We could have one of the wettest Aprils on record, and we're going to expect to be having a ceremony for the Gold Star Family Memorial Day. Memorial Day, I just don't want to have mud on our faces.
All right, so to speak. So let me summarize then. Your recommendation is that the park board is going to advise city council to reject this bid, cancel it, and rebid the project.
Yes.
And then this timeline will be that process.
Correct. Now,
just like you, when I got your email, I started talking to contractors, and there are several folks out there that are interested, know that they can do it within the budget, and so it's a matter, I think, of letting these folks know the bid's coming up, you know, pay attention and show up and put a bid in. And so I'm hopeful that will happen.
I feel confident that we will get much better price.
Yeah, I think so too.
In the time frame.
Now the issue there, the next issue of course is, this pushes our whole timeline back. And if we, and my position is, if we don't make Memorial Day, we don't make Memorial Day. We'll dedicate this thing when it's done, whenever that is. And hopefully Woody can come down and be part of it. But if he can't, that's okay too.
Because, can I say something about Woody?
Yeah.
Because I know his schedule is extremely intense, I've already notified them that Memorial Day's
probably not going to work.
So he's probably at this point already removed it from his schedule.
Yeah. And we'll just do our best to let him know when we know it will happen, and if it works, it works.
He travels probably 40 weeks out of the year, more. But I think, I think we'll be able to get him certainly around October to skyball.
But I hope this is done way before October, but okay.
It's obviously at the board's direction whether you want to have a ceremony for the Gold Star Family Memorial prior to Veterans Day. When it's done, it's done. We can do an unveiling and a ceremony at the board's direction. You can
do it in
August, you can do it in September, you can wait till Veterans Day.
My feeling, personally, and we can talk about it, we can even vote on it if you guys want to. My position is, when it's ready, we have a ceremony and dedicate it. If it falls in July, we can do something connected to July 4th, whatever. If it's June, we can do something.
If everything comes forward with the getting the bids in February, we go back on the schedule, what do you think would be a reasonable time? Because I'd like to tell them, hey...
Yeah.
As soon as we get a contractor within budget, signed, sealed, and delivered, they'll have to give us a construction schedule, and then I can let you know as to when it's going to be completed. And then, like I said, after it's completed, if Woody can make it, a week or 2 weeks later, so be it. If you can, it's up to the board.
Yeah, we can move it around to fit his schedule within reason.
So let's just say in March we say, hey, we can have this thing built by the 15th of July, and I can then call him and say, hey, between the 15th of July and the 30th of July, are you available? And he may say, well, no, but I can come the 12th of August or something.
Yeah, we can do it 12th of August. We can do that.
So that's going to give us a way to coordinate with him.
that's within reason. Sure, we can do that. Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, can we still kind of work towards Memorial Day weekend, or is that just something we're kind of writing off?
We can.
If
I was just curious.
If the contractor happens to give us a timeline that says it'll work, yeah, and the weather cooperates, then
we
absolutely.
We need a contractor in that's not heavily involved in another project. We can put a crew on this from day one and keep them there in 90 days and get it done, then certainly.
And you said, Tim, that part of the reason they may have gone, drive construction may have gone to Ohio because they knew our time frame and we wanted it.
I think they knew that they were going to be the only one shooting us another.
Okay.
Pretty clear.
Well, I understand that. So I guess it helps to have some other contractors too.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're looking
yeah.
But I think part of it might be not. I don't know what the communication was with the contractors exactly, but maybe not push that.
Our timeline has never been
revealed. That's a good negotiation.
They give their timeline for construction. Yeah. 90 days, 120 days.
Okay, gotcha.
Is there a reason why the city can't purchase the memorial directly and save that markup? Is there a reason why they want to run it through a contractor?
For me to possibly get that done would probably take the time it would to bid it and get it built, to be quite honest with you. Hmm.
So
a lot more politics involved in that.
I guess it's taxpayer. It just seems like a waste of money.
Obviously, this is a specialized profession, engraving granite slabs. Speaking of which, as soon as you get them, we need them. Try to go that route, but there's a lot more hoops to jump through doing that than there are just bidding the project and letting the contractor.
I didn't know if it was like for insurance reasons, that way if it's damaged, it's on them and not us.
That's why I had always expressed this be a turnkey operation. It's a lot cleaner from a responsibility standpoint.
You have some recourse if you have issues with the product.
With the product that's delivered.
Yeah. We haven't ordered the marble yet, right?
Pardon me?
We haven't ordered the monument yet?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. So is the process you order it and then you start the engraving and stuff? Or is that already kind of taken care of?
We can order the main company I think that we prefer to use, who has produced the majority of these monuments, in the worst case scenario, they have to get the granite cut and ship it from India to New Orleans and then up. I've been told that he has a supply of ready-made monuments. And in the best case scenario, he's got
existing source,
and then he can do the engraving. I don't think the engraving is that big of a deal, to be honest with you. He's got the system to do it, and he does it.
Okay, so that part.
The problem is that during that process, if something, stone is stone, it's not homogeneous, and something breaks, or if it breaks in shipping, or there's all those uncertainties.
So you don't think we have a timeline issue with regard to the granite?
I mean, the earlier the better. I mean, I think if we can plan on the 40 days or whatever the timeline, we need to, stick
well,
to that.
Well, at what point in that process do we have to write a check?
That I don't know.
Okay. You?
I mean, I think if we call them tomorrow and said, hey, we want to
for the granite, for the monument itself.
It'll be up to the contractors.
So the contractor's going to drive that process.
Yes, okay. They will submit invoices.
All right, so we're really dead in the water until we get a contract.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Are we going to give this dry construction company feedback?
Gee, yeah, we're going to tell them. We're rejecting your bid. Thanks for the bid.
Thanks for your interest.
Sharpen your pencil.
You know of any veteran contractors that
I've talked to one veteran contractor, I've talked to another that does a lot of work for a customer. They just didn't know about it. Yet. They don't
think you excluded it.
So I'll make sure they know about this one.
Yeah.
Just take 1-0 out, whichever one you want, and we're good. We don't need to calculate the gold flakes in it. We just need to know.
All right, so we're clear on that. We're going to rebid. Is there any reason, do you need any of us to be at council meeting Tuesday? Okay.
It should just
all right.
be a normal.
So what I'm going to do is, once you know, once we get the okay to rebid, and the bids are getting ready to go out, according to this calendar, I want to let these contractors know to pay attention to the city of McKinney so you can make sure you get your bid.
We're going to keep Billy on the same page, and I'll contact
okay.
Don Mills with Wall Enterprises.
Very good. Yes.
They did a great job on the bridge.
Yeah.
It was a highly visible project because it involved Frisco ISD, the city of McKinney, and the city of Frisco. It took 2 years to get that finalized between those three entities.
And they knocked it right out.
I think it had something to do with the attorneys.
I was going to say that.
You weren't going to say that. Okay. Yes, sir.
I don't know that I'm with 100% sure, though.
I have two things to say. One is, does it make sense to go to Pope Construction Company and ask them for a bid?
Well, I think we need to make sure they know that there is a bid.
Yeah, there. You'll make sure they know they're bidding.
Right.
Yeah, they're working on 2 or 3 cities.
What's the advantage of Pope?
They might give us a break, and they become a sponsor of the Gold Star Family Monument or the Flag Plaza. And that's my other point is, we need to be seriously considering every time we talk about this that there is a Flag Plaza included too.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to the city council, and I say that because. It's the mayor and...
Oh, he's well aware.
I understand, but I feel very strongly...
You think we should refresh his memory?
We always refresh his memory because it's his idea and somebody else's idea that's
he's
important.
He's very cognizant of it and he's looking forward to it. So it doesn't hurt to mention it every...
I think whenever we talk about this, it should be both.
Okay.
I've got two related questions. One on the Flag Plaza. Let's just say we rebid this thing again. In the worst case scenario is we get 3 identical bids. Do we have the liberty of saying, well, maybe let's take the Flag Plaza out of this and just do the Gold Star Monument? And that's what, that was the catalyst for this to begin with. Is that an option to consider?
I think it's an option to consider.
It can be negotiated with the contract.
And then maybe do the Flag Plaza next year for the next board or whatever. The second thing is, we had talked tentatively about a potential fundraiser event. Should we consider moving forward in that direction with the idea that maybe this will cost us more than we have budgeted and maybe we can make up some of it there?
Well, I think maybe the thing to do is to see if the bids come in under budget, and then we don't have a problem. If the bids don't come in under budget, then we're in fundraiser mode.
Okay.
So, and it'll only be another month, we'll know.
Yes.
So, all right. Have we discussed that sufficiently to move on the agenda? Yes, we have. All right, the next thing is consider discussing act on additional names for the memorial wall. Is that your topic?
Yes. The airplane crash that occurred included a young cadet from the Air Force Academy. I have confirmed that cadets at any of the service academies are considered to be on active duty. Now, I have not gathered the official information we need to vet. I think it's a no-brainer, but I haven't gone that step. I'm going to do that. I wanted to put y'all on notice that we need to consider adding Tim Barber to our wall. His father is a veteran, so his father unfortunately doesn't qualify, but the son does. In so doing, I don't want to just vote for one guy. R.D. Foster has, I think, tentatively identified some more World War II names. So what I'd like to do before the next meeting is gather all that information, and we can then, however many names that is, go through the process and vote them on, and then maybe inscribe their names on for the memorial.
Sure. So we need to make sure that's an agenda item for next month's meeting.
Question. On his father and the other pilot, they were both veterans?
No, the father is a retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel.
Yes.
And he's a veteran.
But did he have to be killed in combat?
Active duty.
Active duty. Our criteria is that you have to be on, you lost your life while serving.
On active duty.
We foresee that as being some confusion or issues when we do announce the son's making it to the wall, but the father isn't.
No, I think it's real clear that our criteria and his son met the criteria.
What we can do when we do the next unveiling of the names is we can read that criteria.
So I was going to say,
put that out so that people sitting there that might be wondering will understand.
And when I brought this to the attention of R.D., he came back to me and said, there's a grave in Farmersville, and the young man buried in that grave was listed as a cadet and a sword on his tombstone. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to look in to see if he was a cadet from West Point or Annapolis, mm-hmm. then he would... He was a cadet from Texas A&M. That wouldn't count.
Right.
So I'm going to do, between now and maybe put March as a final deadline, mm-hmm. another effort to gather as many more names as we can, just, you know, so that we can then vote to have them put on by May. Maybe we should make March the deadline. That way we got time.
You mean the deadline for having names on for Memorial Day?
Yeah.
That's probably right.
So,
March.
I mean, there's really no deadline for names on the wall.
Right, but I mean, I don't want to nickel and dime the guy to come out and put one name on, you know?
Yeah.
And there's potential that we may have some more to add. Historical.
Okay. It'd be great if we just had one name.
Yeah, if it's one name, it's one name. Okay, so we'll plan on that for next meeting in March latest. Okay. That was easy.
I wanted to share something with you guys. If you go out to the memorial, you notice that on one column of names, there's two little American flags planted in the ground. Mm-hmm. And if you look very closely...
All the time.
Yeah. And if you look very closely, there's a lot of coins mm-hmm. right there. There's nickels and quarters, and those coins are symbolic. From the onset of the Vietnam War, people started leaving coins on soldiers' graves. A penny means that you came by and you paid your respects. And a nickel means that you either knew him personally or you were in basic training. A dime means that you deployed with them, but a quarter means that you were with them when they died. And there are quarters and dimes. All those are being put under one row. So there's one row, and I've left them there. And I wanted to put it on our Facebook page, and I thought, no, I don't want to do that because I don't think people respect what that means like we would. But I just wanted you guys to know. So somebody, and I think it's Jacob Hayes. Jacob Hayes is in that column. He's a recent person that passed away. But anyway, I just thought you guys might. I mean, people are going and paying their respects to him by doing that, which just further reinforces how sacred that memorial is to people.
And it's loose change. It's just lying there.
And they've been there for a long time because they're all so weathered that they've taken on the color of the stonework. So you really have to look close and see.
It's the same. The custom goes on headstones as well. You visit the graveyard, they put on the headstone. So that's cool.
And those flags have been changed out. We don't care about some of that. I visit there at least once a week just to check on things. Just to get away from the office. Is that recorded?
There's some papers around. Okay, so that was Board of Commissioner comments. Anybody else have any comments or anything for the good of the order here? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. There's a motion.
I'll second that motion.
Motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The meeting's adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Let's hope for good news. I think we'll get much better news.
Well, yeah, like I said,
I was nervous when I saw
the two contractors I know about it. And
as soon as I get those dates locked in for advertising,
I'll do that. And I think, we definitely should let Hogue know about it. They might contribute something.
They're building a new support services building.